Before we get started, I just wanted to say a few thank yous and to correct a few things in the program. We've had a lot of illness, and so we have some corrections. The program says that our shepherds will be Trapper Carr and Bennett and Bo Gilbert and Sawyer Turman, but our shepherds, in fact, will just be Rilla and Guyana. Our sheep will be Sawyer Turman and Trapper Carr and Avery May. And our dancing angels are usually three, but we are lacking a Lily Sunderland, so we will have Lucy Miniker and Holly Smith only. As for our wise men, we have our VIP. Sarah Fortune has volunteered to be our third wise man, as Kyle was not able to make it this morning. So we have wise people today. So that's the end of our changes. And I would ask that you would pray for the Sunderlands and for the Gilberts, that they would recover and feel much, much better. My thanks today go out to tons of people, to my office staff who have been very, very helpful and supportive, to, again, this year, Jim Aldrich, who made our donkey, who you'll see later, to Paul Bunnell, who's been a wonderful AV person, to all of my Sunday school teachers who, bless them, have been supportive through this whole process, to Sarah Curtis, who has been an assistant to Nancy, to all of my parents who have been so helpful, Sarah and Megan and Sina and Amanda, and Amber and Brian, who weren't able to see the fruits of their labor, but who definitely helped. And also to Rebecca Vanderlecht, who put together a beautiful little dance for many little girls, and it's only going to be two little girls, so it's going to be a little different, Rebecca, if you're watching. And last but very much not least, I'd like to say thank you to Nancy Dreidoppel, who has run all of the music and who has been such a rock through all of this stuff. Again. Yay! So, without further ado, kids, you may come up. That's all the kids in the show. That's right. Come up on stage. the angel Gabriel was sent to a town, sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a teenage girl engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. Her name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was confused and worried about what this might mean. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid.
Mary, God is giving you a gift. And now you're going to have a baby, a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he'll be called the Son of the Most High God. And the Lord God will make him a king like his ancestor David. He will be in charge of and protect the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will do it. The child to be born will be holy. He will be God's son. And now your relative Elizabeth, who is quite old, will have a son too. She's already 6 months pregnant. And you'll see, nothing will be impossible with God." And then Mary said, "Here I am, the Lord's servant. Let it happen just the way God said." And then the angel went away, and Mary went to see Elizabeth for herself. And when Mary saw Elizabeth and saw what the angel had said was true, she worshiped with this song: "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked at me, even though I am nobody special. Surely my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, all the children, will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown great strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." In those days, a decree went out from the emperor that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration, and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph, Mary's future husband, also went. He had to go to the city of David, Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to have the baby. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
to pillow his head. I said the cow all I had read. I said the sheep with curly horn. I gave him my wool for a blanket horn. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I said the sheep with curly.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid.
I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Today, a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, is born in the city of David, and you'll know that it's him when you find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors."
Thank you.
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And everyone who'd heard them was amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." And when they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they kneeled down and worshiped. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Later, when Jesus grew up, he did everything they said he would do and more. One day he climbed up a mountain and said these words to the people who followed him. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And so now we honor him by loving him and obeying him. We are kind and brave, and we share what we have. And we tell his story to everyone we can. Thank you, kids, and thank you, congregation. We are so glad that we got to do this for you, and I'm so glad that all of you brought your gifts and talents to the show. Good job. Go sit with your parents.